Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, everybody, to another adventure in the No BS Bishop. I'm Alive to Love. All lesser values than love devolve into BS, bait and switch, or other forms of BS. Let's just get on about the business of love, shall we? Let's move up in life and not stay stagnant, plateaued, or diving into the cesspool of hate. I'm alive to love. I don't have time in this life to live anything less than love. So that's why I'm here with this radio broadcast twice a week, Saturday nights and Sunday mornings, and that's why you come if you come routinely. I am so honored by that, so pleased to know that some of you join here in here with me to listen to my carryings on. And if you're new to this time, welcome. This is Randy Dean. I'm a bishop, been a bishop now coming up close to about 10 years, and I've loved this journey. You know, that's what life's about, is loving what you do, loving who you are, and loving who others are around you. And I love being a bishop. A bishop essentially is a pastor of pastors, a pastor to pastors. And I suppose, if nothing else, a sheer survival on my part for 50 years of being a pastor qualifies me to be a bishop. So, but beyond that, I do have qualifications, I think, of some wisdom and life to give to others. Again, welcome to the broadcast. We do a couple of things here every time we gather, and I hope you appreciate that. I hope it gives you something to hang on to that you can carry with you after the broadcast is done, and you can go out to life at some pace that is measured by these routine procedures we do. One is, we'll say the Love's Creed that I wrote over 10 years ago, and then later we'll close with an exercise in how to say I love you. We'll get there, but that's about, 20-25 minutes from now. Right now, let's do Love's Creed. If you'd like a copy of this, let me know. You can write me or a question of anything else of import to you. Send me your questions or request for a copy of Love's Creed to randydeanministries@gmail.com. Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, lowercase, @gmail. All right, here's Love's Creed. I'll give it to you in full to start with. Then we'll go back, dial it back a little bit, and I'll give it to you in a short burst like I would vows at a wedding altar, all right? So here it is in total, and then we'll come back, and I want you to say it out loud with me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, here we go. I'll give it to you in little pieces at a time, and you say it out loud. It's important. It really is. Just like we do certain liturgical habits in church, or even the Pledge of Allegiance, it's important for your ears to hear what you say, so it examines your own priority, your own thoughts, and it gives a filter for what life can be about. So repeat after me, if you will. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Sure hope you said that for your own hearing and maybe for the hearing of somebody else around you. It's important. It's vital. And as I said earlier, you can write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'll send you a copy of this. And the reason for that would be that you could put it on a 3x5 card, or you can type it up into your computer or your phone or your devices so that you have it at the ready. If you're alone in the car, you can look at a little card set up on the your sun visor and say it out loud to yourself. Or if you're getting ready in the morning and you're putting on your makeup or you're shaving, I almost said brushing your teeth. It'd be kind of hard to say it out loud with brushing your teeth. Might sound funny, be a little different for you. But at any rate, be some way that you could look at it in the morning when you're getting ready, in the middle of the day when you're at lunch and you're alone. Whatever the case may be, I'll send you the words to Love's Creed. Today, I'm very inspired by, in life, I'm inspired by Martin Luther King Jr. As a kid growing up in North Milwaukee, I was a part of the tensions of integration in the 60s. I was a part of, late 50s and into the 60s. I was in the middle of those struggles for integration. Milwaukee public schools were being integrated right about that time, and they were busing kids from one school or area to another. Milwaukee public schools are pretty large, so it got a little cloistered, and so they shook it up a bit. And so my middle school experience was very tense, because a predominantly white junior high, Peckham Junior High School on the north side of Milwaukee, was being integrated, forced by busing and other legal means to see to it that kids were rubbing shoulders with one another and seeing people of different color and learning how to love each other. It was tough. It was tough. It's always interesting to me to look back at that time and realize that our nation decided, if there's one place to start with changing our culture, it'd be with our children. And isn't that beautiful? Really, it truly is. It was dangerous, yes, but it was beautiful, because Jesus said, unless you become as a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That isn't heaven. That's the lifestyle of God's heaven on earth. You can't enter a lifestyle of love unless you become as a child. To that end, Martin Luther King Jr. had some pretty important things to say about what we have to do to change this thing in our world that was destroying us, and that thing was called hate. So here's some quotes I want to just set in front of you, and then I'm going to wrap it up with something from my own thinking on this. Dr. King said this: "The potential beauty of human life is constantly made ugly by man's ever-recurring song of retaliation." That's another way of saying what Jesus said. If someone strikes you on your cheek, turn to them the other cheek. Offer another cheek. Jesus was asked one time, how often should I forgive somebody? 7 times a day? And Jesus said, no, try 7 times 70 a day. In other words, he said to infinity, to carry forgiveness as a permanent quality, as a permanent value inside of you. I would propose that part of what Jesus is teaching there is the practical practice of love. I propose to you that Dr. King is saying the same thing, that when we are constantly making life ugly by our ever-recurring song of retaliation, we're simply going to burn it all down. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Well, we're going to end up with a blind and toothless world if we just keep up that nonsense. Somebody somewhere has to have the good sense to say enough. Enough. I'm not on this earth for hate. I wasn't put here to destroy the world around me. All right. Here's another quote from Dr. King. All humanity is involved in a simple process. All men are brothers. To the degree I harm my brother, no matter what he is doing to me, to that extent, I am harming myself. Woo! That's why Jesus said, put your swords away. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And swords aren't always these metal things we carry in a sheath on our belt. No, swords are words. Swords are attitudes. Swords are unforgiveness. Swords are hate. Put the hate away. Pick up the beauty of the simple power of love. And to that end, Dr. King was saying, look, we're all together in this little, I call it the blue canoe called the earth. And the earth is this canoe, and it's swimming around in the universe. And we're all in this thing together. This is our spaceship. And if we don't learn how to love one another, we're going to tip this canoe over, and that will not serve any of us well. Love is the only answer to that. Here's another Dr. King quote. And by the way, these are in a journal I carry with me routinely. I fell in love with Dr. King as a kid growing up in North Milwaukee, as I said early in the broadcast. I searched out his writings and his speeches in libraries, anywhere I could find them. And I really treasured them in my heart. Here's his quote. If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Whoo, there you go. All you need is love, right? I almost broke into the song. I won't do it. You're doing it in your head, I hope. All we need, never mind. Here it is. All you need is a soul generated by love, Dr. King said. If you want to be important, that's wonderful. Recognized, wonderful, great, wonderful. All you need is a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. That you have the energy of love pressing you forward. Somebody asked Jesus one time, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus asked back, he said, well, what's your reading of the book, of the law? And that person answered, said, well, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus said, right there, right, that's it. You're not far from my kingdom life. When you know that that's the commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Well, there you go. If you want to be great, fine. If you want to be a life-changing person, fine. You want to be important, fine. All you need is a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. That's what Dr. King said, really based in Jesus' own words. Here's one last quote from Dr. King. I hope many of you have heard this one, but at any rate, it really sets the measure. Listen to this carefully. Hatred and bitterness can never cure the disease of fear. Only love can do that. Hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it. Wow. That just rings so beautifully true to me. Love illumines life. Love harmonizes life. Love releases life from being paralyzed emotionally. You can't cure hatred and bitterness hatred and bitterness can never cure the disease of fear. Fear is really the opposite of love, because where there is love, fear dissipates. Fear goes away. The scripture says perfect love casts out, removes, dissolves, vaporizes fear when love is present. And how do we have love present anywhere on the earth? Show of hands, who knows? We love so that fear dissipates and goes away. How are we ever going to have a fearless world? Well, it's going to have to be a world full of love. I believe that you, listening to me, whoever you are, I don't need to know your name. I don't need to know where you live or what your circumstances in life. I don't need to know who hurt you, if your mama or your daddy or your grandparents or your neighbors. If all of them turned against you, whoever you are listening to me right now, I believe you are on this planet for the strategies of unmitigated, uncompromising, unarmed love. L-O-V-E. You're here for love. As the Love's Creed says, I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love, and I'm alive to love. Love puts you here. Love will carry you here, and love will carry you home after this life is done. We're here for this singular purpose, called to revolutionize our whole world and to just ravage the landscape of human hate. Those are my words. Let's ravage the landscape of human hate by love. But you say, well, but everybody's wronging somebody. Well, then let's change that. Let's be somebody who rights the world with love. Let love be the purpose that you establish in your thinking, in your priorities, in your daily routines. This is why I'm here. And I've said this here before. It's all about the reach. I don't have any pretenses about myself that I've got love all figured out. I'm never going to have to learn another thing. I'm 70 and I want to live another 70 years. Yeah, I hear you laughing out there. But I want to live a long life like anybody. But I got to know this about me. I got to know that my reach for the rest of my days is toward love, that I am reaching for love. And when you reach, I like to say to people, if you reach for something, eventually gravity is going to take over. And if nothing else, you're going to fall into what you're reaching for. If you're reaching down to pick something up off the floor, you know, if you're my age or whatever, if you're reaching to bend over to pick up something, you got to be aware that gravity will help you get down. But gravity not going to help you get up. But gravity will give you the power to reach if you give in to the stretch that's happening in the reach. I hear on occasion from people that it's just so hard to love some people. It's just so impossible. They make it so impossible. But I am convinced that we have to reach. Anytime I preached on love as a pastor through the years, somebody would always come to me and say, well, I hear you talk about love, but you didn't really love me. And I got used to that. I could understand that maybe I wasn't. Maybe I didn't do it well. Maybe I stumbled in my reach. But did I reach? I know this for a fact. I've always reached. I've always let my hand, my spiritual metaphorical hand, reach for love. It's always about the reach. If you lean toward something, you'll eventually be able to grab parts and pieces of it enough to pull it in. Love is a journey. I just don't grow weary of saying this. I have to remind myself. I have to remind those of you who are here routinely. I'm going to say it to you who've never been here before. Love is a journey. It's not a once for all destination. I've done a lot of weddings. I don't even know how many I've done, hundreds over the years. And what I know, and I tell every couple, this is a journey. You're not, you know, I know you feel like all your love is, it's all present right now, but one of these days, he's not going to be as handsome and muscular and heroic as he is right now. He's going to be he's going to be an old man someday. And she's going to be an old woman someday. When that happens, are you going to love? Are you going to have love for that human being, whoever they are, whatever they look like, whatever they sound like? Is love still going to hold your relationship together? That means your love has to grow. It has to evolve. It has to be in an evolutionary growth pattern toward something more serious, something more than puppy love. I believe in puppy love. I've had puppy love. It's fun. But boy, someday your love's going to have to be a full-grown dog. Someday your love's going to have to be one big, strong, happy hound dog rather than just puppy love. My life has been part of that journey. I grew up in a really hard family. My parents showed love the best way they knew how, but my parents were both children of the Depression, children of World War II, children of lack and despair. My mother was raped as an 11-year-old child by farmhands and by a family member when she was left alone by her father, who had been widowed, and he went out in search for a wife and spread the children out to relatives and friends so he could go find a wife. And here she was alone, and And as an 11-year-old kid, she was raped out in the fields as a farmhand. That makes for a life that is really, really, really tough. But in my mother's, to her credit, she loved the best way she knew how, and she loved imperfectly. And yet, her love caused my love to be shortchanged. I'm not dishonoring her. She's looking down on me right now from heaven, and I think she's smiling and saying, give it to him, Randy. Tell him all the truth, and I'm going to do my best, Mom. Same way with my dad. My dad didn't tell me he loved me until I was 18. He was on his deathbed. He barely survived an injury and other medical issues, but he came out of a coma, called me to his hospital room to be alone with him, scared me at 18, and he looked me right in the eyes and he said, Randy, I realize I've never said I love you. And he said, I need to say it. And, you know, and my dad may have thought he didn't have another day to live. But all of that is to say, that one moment, he couldn't have shocked me if he had hit me with a baseball bat more. It would have been just as shocking as a baseball bat hit to the head. I came to terms in those days and am still coming to terms with their shortcomings in love so that I can give my family, my friends, and people around me something more to work with. And I know they're going to look back and say, you know, he gave me some shortcomings. He didn't love me perfectly. He didn't love me like I want to love. I know that's true because love is an evolutionary power. It has to grow because it always will grow. There's never going to be an end to how we learn to love and how love has to manage the seasons of life, as I said earlier. And it's just this notion that we, like Martin Luther King Jr. said in that last quote I gave, hatred, bitterness will never cure the disease of fear. Only love can do that. Hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illumines it. The reason I'm reading that again is to just remind you that harmonizing life and releasing life and putting light back into life is not going to be a once for all deed. It's going to require our commitment to be growing through the stages and seasons of our life. Love is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm a runner. I still love to run. I'm not a fast runner, but I can still run. And I know this, that if I take off on a 2 or 3 mile run and I'm sprinting for the first 100 yards, I will not make it to the half mile. I won't make it to a quarter mile. But what I understand about running is I have to pace myself. I have to know what my limits are at any given a part of a run or a race that I'm in. How am I managing? How am I breathing? How's my heart rate? So I may have to, you know, if I go into a 5 mile race, I may have to run as slow as I dare to just stay in the race. Love is that same way. Just take it on slow as you dare so that you can move forward and not run out at any given time. So keep that idea in your mind. This is a marathon. It's going to be all my life. And keep this in your mind. I'm going to have to bring this in for a close now, but I want to invite you to a challenge I'm giving myself. Now, I know I can't guarantee that I will do this someday. There's no way to guarantee, but it is a goal in my life that my last breath in this world and in this life, that my last breath will be used to say, whoever's around me, I hope it's family, I hope it's people that are close to me, but I can't guarantee that. Maybe it's a stranger, maybe it's a medical person, maybe it's a I don't know. It could be a criminal who kills me or tries to kill me. And if I've got one breath left, whoever it is that's looking at me, whoever it is that's in my presence at that moment, I want to be able to say, I love you. Now, let's practice, shall we? Here we go. This is something we do here on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love every time. And that's this. Practice this. Look somebody in the eye and slow it down and say the most powerful, magical, charmed, holy words in human language to somebody with full eye contact. Say, I love you. A little awkward, isn't it? Maybe a little startling. Maybe it's just plain weird because we're used to speeding through that and running away because it's hard. But the best things in life are the hard things we do. And one of the hardest things to do is to make sure you're intentionally looking at somebody and saying, I love you. Go ahead right now. If somebody's there, give it a try. It's good for your soul, good for your mind, good for your love life to let somebody hear it and see it in your eyes. All right, another thing we do, I kind of reversed my order of practices here, but let's conclude with taking some good deep breaths. Breathing is the most essential human function and essential for having the strength to speak the words, I love you. On the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can, hold it into the basement of your lungs for just a second or two, and slow your life down. One, two, three. Big inhale. Hold it there. And exhale. Our words are pushed by our breath. Let your breath be energized by love. Let love carry your breath and let your breath carry this wonderful power we call love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive to and alive for love. I'm so glad you joined me today. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I am the No BS Bishop. To that end, I've got some shirts and hoodies and coffee cups and a few other things and merchandise that will help you carry this message of love, tough love. There's no such thing as love that is love is tough all by itself. I've got a shirt that has that saying on it and a few other things that will help you generate a question or two. I'm wearing one right now and somebody said, what does that mean? I'm alive to love. All lesser values are potential BS. What does that mean? And I said, well, why don't you think about it all day and get back to me? I just believe we need to give this a whole lot more thought than what we ordinarily do. And so that's why I have Loveware by the No BS Bishop. Friend me on Facebook or send me an email, randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link to Loveware by the No BS Bishop. It'll help fund this broadcast. It'll help fund a podcast I'm working toward and the ministry that my wife and I do. And it's all about one word, okay? One guess, one word. Love. Now go out there and do something beautiful because, oh baby, ugly has been done to death. It's time for people like you and me to rise and shine and be people of love. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.